This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Thanks very much, Carol. We now have plenty of time for questions and discussion. Things have not gone quite so awry this afternoon as they did this morning. So we've got one microphone over here, and we've got one over there as well. Yes. Let's start with you. Do give us your name and tell us where you're from.
Hello, Jenny. My name's Helen Shallow. I'm a consultant midwife and head of midwifery at Calderdale and Huddersfield Foundation NHS Trust. And I'm also fundamentally a midwife. My question or comment, really, Monica knows me well from old Edinburgh days. And my vision for midwifery in the future is that we have that wonderfully trained maternity care assistant who supports us in our teams, supports us out in the community to improve our practice out there. As Carol's pointed out, communities in dire straits. No wonder, with caseloads of over 100 women per midwife in many cases. But I sense something, Monica, that I need reassurance with. And this is what I need reassurance with. We have a paradox here, I believe. We know why midwives leave. Kirkham and Ball's work told us quite clearly why midwives hemorrhage from the profession. They hemorrhage from the profession because they can't practice the craft and the art of midwifery in the way that they believe fundamentally midwifery is. So we need some help because we don't appear to have enough midwives. So we're now looking to maternity care assistants to support us, and I've already said, in the right circumstances, I welcome them. However, today, Monica, when we were manning our stall for Yorkshire and the Humber, we met quite a lot of Scottish newly qualified midwives, or to be newly qualified midwives, and they told us very clearly there's no jobs in Scotland. So I want to know what the agenda is with our country, with your government, with our government, with regard to where's midwifery in all this? This morning we had two obstetricians leading our morning, and I just feel uncomfortable. I am looking to the future. I don't want to look in the past because I've always, my whole career, looked for us protecting midwifery, promoting midwifery, midwives with women, as I was with Sally last night with her pool birth. And I just feel we're losing midwifery if we're not very careful, because maternity care assistants, as well qualified, as well trained, sorry, as they may be, are not midwives, and I think they're going to be a cheaper option.
Can I ask you, are you suggesting... are you suggesting that the midwifery care assistants are doing the work that midwives should be doing?
I'm suggesting that there is the potential for that to happen. I'm suggesting that if we've got midwives who can't get jobs, but we've had investment to train maternity care assistants,
okay,
what is the hidden agenda?
Let's put that to Monica. They're a cheaper option, Monica.
Well, thank heavens we've got an exciting question to stimulate our juices after lunch. Excellent.
now answer it.
Absolutely not. They are not a substitute. And I can tell you that Scotland has had a very, very strong reputation of providing midwives for not just the UK, but for the globe. We produce midwives for our Scottish market, and we've never ever indicated at any point that we were solely commissioning places in Scotland solely for the Scottish market. We have a very different commissioning process around education in Scotland. So from that point of view, certainly you will have midwives who are prepared in many areas who don't get posts in their first round of appointments, but certainly within the first 3 to 6 months they will secure posts within their own locality, and we have that assurance and record within Scotland.
Let me ask Denise, what concerns do you have about these assistants?
Well, I think they are welcome into the midwifery team, but there are issues about the ratios. And certainly, you know, your comment, Monica, about 60-40, that does raise real concerns for me.
Why?
Well, because when we look at what, say, birth rate, I mean, Birth Rate Plus hasn't done any real research into what the ratio should be, but they do make recommendations. And the recommendations are that there should be one maternity support worker to every six midwives in low-risk labour, one to four in high risk, and then when you get into the postnatal, it's one in five in the hospital and one to four in the community. You know, if you're talking about 60-40, that increases the ratio, you know, quite significantly. And we do know with the economic downturn that there are going to be pressures within NHS trusts and health boards to try and reduce the midwifery pay bill. And you know, and it has been put to us before that maybe the way forward is to have support workers working in labour ward under the direction of one or two midwives. You know, now as midwives, that, you know, that must fill us with dread. But clearly, some people are looking in that direction, and we need to take a really firm position on that. And certainly, I get, you know, as the support worker advisor, I do get asked about what maternity support workers should do. And, you know, one thing that comes up time and time again is the use, you know, support workers putting CTGs on women. You know, clearly not a role for support worker, but it's happening.
I'm not sure what a CTG is.
Also,
I'm sure
about all these lovely people will know.
Well,
you tell me what a CTG is.
I don't want to tell you what a CTG is at all. I just really want to assure you that in Scotland, no MCA will be doing anything of that nature. And I've got colleagues down there, I think, who are very, very keen to corroborate and support that. So really, the boundaries are important. The standards of education and the skill base is important. But you need to determine that with absolute clarity and conviction with professional colleagues, with our trade union colleagues, with our service managers. And if we do that with our eyes open, recognising that we're working within an environment where there is a huge, big fiscal deficit, then we can be assured that strong midwifery practice will not be undermined by support rules.
Let's have a comment from somebody there who wants to comment on this.
Angela Cunningham, Head of Midwifery, NHS Ayrshire and Arran. And really in defence of what Monica is saying, I would like to say that I've got a ratio of one midwife to 28 deliveries. I have no vacancies because my numbers are exactly as they should be, and that any maternity care assistants that I have taken on and that colleagues are taking on are often funded out of modernising medical careers monies. Absolutely no midwifery money in my area have gone towards funding these posts, and we're bringing them in to free up the midwives to actually spend more quality time. We are in the very fortunate position that we have stable workforces, we have midwives who don't want to retire, who are working beyond the age of 55, and that we are training more midwives than we need in Scotland at this point in time.
If only there were jobs, you could all move to Scotland. What are your concerns about these assistants, given your concerns about safety?
Certainly, in Yorkshire and the Humber, I wouldn't say that we've got maternity support workers that are doing midwifery tasks, and certainly we're not skill mixed to the extent that some other areas are. Certainly, we've got a range of staffing ratios that are challenging, but I would say that we've not got maternity support workers that have been, you know, skill mixed too high within services.
So you wouldn't want an assistant delivering a baby, for instance?
No.
Fine. Okay. I'm reassured at that. I hope safely so. There was someone at the back. Oh, you've moved further up. Okay, number two.
Oh, hello. My name is Beverly Scanterbury. I'm a maternity matron at Homerton Hospital in London. I fully support the role of the maternity care assistants because I've been working with them since the mid-1980s. And with all the midwives in the room, if you can think about the role of the midwife, you can think that there's an awful lot we can actually train the maternity care assistant to do and release the midwife to actually provide care for the woman midwifery care.
What specifically would you say?
They can be trained to do, for example, we're in the process of introducing the time to care program, which is releasing time to care. We have a maternity care assistant just started an antenatal clinic, and it's about a month ago. And she looked at the questionnaire for waiting times in antenatal clinic, And our facilitator is in this room at the moment, Sarah Stewart, and she went to Sarah and said, oh, there's a question here we need to review. We have a maternity care assistant who works with another midwife looking at infection control. They're the leads for the maternity ward. And the input is invaluable. They're doing audits. They're supporting audits in looking at the high-impact intervention. So there's so much they can support us in doing to meet lots and lots of key performance indicators.
Thanks very much. Where do we go next? Down here, please.
Thank you. Chris Sidgwick, midwifery advisor to the Health Service Ombudsman. I think the issue between England and Scotland is that Scotland spend more money per capita on women than they do in England, and it's the funding issue which is the big issue.
Thank you. Short and sweet. Who's next? Did I see somebody over there with a hand up? Should we move on to another topic? Does anyone have another? Yeah, there's someone here with a red jacket, and then someone with a red dress with a black jacket. We'll come to you next. Yeah.
Hello, Carol Garrick. I'm head of midwifery in Western Sussex NHS Trust on the South East Coast. I'd like to say I've worked in Wales and I know a little bit about Scotland and the practices there, and I feel very sad that we've heard about the investment that the Scottish Parliament have done in Scotland in maternity services, and I'm very well aware of what investment in Wales there's been, and I am aware of the start in the past, and I'm aware of the staffing levels in Wales. I feel it's a great pity that this morning we heard from our minister talking to us about the investment in a doula scheme, where instead of investing perhaps in maternity services, in midwifery services, they're investing in maternity schemes. The project in Hull, I heard the programme on Radio 4, and whilst I applaud that the women had support throughout their labour by somebody, it was a voluntary worker, it was a doula who we will have no control over any registration, any standard, or actually any advice that they may be giving these women. We need to be providing one-to-one care in labour throughout the whole aspect of labour by a midwife.
If I can just point out, Andrew Lansley is Secretary of State in waiting. He's not quite made it there yet. and the current Secretary of State, Andy Burnham, will, we hope, be here tomorrow afternoon. This is the kind of question you need to be readying yourselves to put to the guy who may not be in power for much longer, but is certainly in power right now. Yes, the woman with the red dress on.
Hello, Jackie Gerrard, Director for England for Royal College of Midwives, and my question's for Carol. Thank you, Carol, for that lovely presentation. I'm really heartened to hear your solution to prevention of escalation of perhaps clinical incidents, etc., by your sort of feedback mechanism, and I think that's a really wonderful context in terms of feeding back to one another. My question is, that would be a whole culture change for midwives, particularly a more junior midwife following on in the steps of a senior midwife, in terms of if there has been something that might not be optimal care, how would we support the midwives and how do we sort of help shift that change in culture? I think it's something that works extremely well, feedback, whether it be formative, motivational or otherwise, but I think we really need to think this one through and really sort of grasp at that opportunity. I think it's a really good suggestion, but it's about how we're going to support midwives to do that.
Do you have anything to add, Carol?
That is a difficult one, isn't it? I mean, certainly within the code, we've always had the responsibility to make our concerns known. So I think it is building on excellent preceptorship. And again, we've got some fantastic examples in Yorkshire and the Humber, particularly Julie Green up there, that's been leading on the preceptorship in practice programme. And I think it is about embedding, it's just the whole culture, isn't it, right, from education through preceptorship and through... I'm always, I suppose, concerned that maybe we don't act within our code. You know, that we don't give that feedback. We don't discuss those
issues. I suppose the question is, how do you make a distinction between a definition of ratting and feedback? Mm. Telling tales and feeding back. I mean, how do you explain that to people?
Well, I think the feedback has got to be to that person, you know? But I understand how challenging that can be. But it has to be to that person, doesn't it, initially? Unless it is of such a scale that it needs actively going through a governance route.
Yeah.
But we're also not very good at praising people when praise is due.
Yes, at the back there.
Thank you. I'm Julie Green, the LSA midwife that works with Carol and university lecturer at Hull. And just to come back on the doula project, actually, because it's very dear to my heart, because I was part of the creation of the doula project. And the doula project doesn't take the place of any midwifery practice whatsoever. It is purely and simply in addition to. And it's generally vulnerable women that have not got support of their own. So they do have somebody with them, as well as that midwife, all the way through. And the doulas have been very inspired, and the women have been very inspired by having a doula as well. Many of the doulas have then got really good insight to what maternity care means, and they then come on to become midwives, and we've qualified some midwives that originated as doulas in the past, but just like to say that they don't replace midwives in any way, and there is governance in there in the way that they link very, very closely to the trust, and supervision of midwives is in with the body that control the doulas as well and look after them. So we look after them.
Thank you very much. And there, I'm afraid, because I'm not allowed to overrun this afternoon as we did this morning, we must end. There are refreshments which are being served in the exhibition hall. Do check which room you're in for your concurrent session. There's a drinks reception, which I'm sure you'll want to be at, in the exhibition hall at 5 o'clock, sponsored by NHS Choices. If you're going to the dinner, please make your way to the Hilton for 7:30. There's a drinks reception there. What a good night you're all going to have. And there are 4 breakfast seminars taking place from 8 o'clock tomorrow. Make sure you've got your names down. I won't be with you tomorrow. I've really enjoyed today. Thank you very much. And thanks to the panel.